Welcome, Alchemist. This is Carlos, and today we're going to talk about the power of finding your own ethics and why to do this is crucial in your path toward individuation, self-realization, and ultimate freedom. Or the path towards, as Nietzsche put it,
Hör auf, dich wie ein verdammt zurückgebliebenes Schaf zu benehmen.
I'm not sure if you have noticed, but humanity has been always obsessed on behavior control, especially on mass. When my theory is that as tribes grow bigger and the behavior of the individuals had to be controlled somehow, and therefore religion appear. Basically, you can understand any religious book as a manual of how to behave, what to believe, and so on and so forth. Now, there is always one religion that has become mainstream, and that religion is fought for, and well, why not? Now, what the book tends to promise is like eternal pleasure of some sort. Now, whenever you find a standard set of rules in a religion or status quo, you will also find a smaller group that have defended the opposite standpoint, which is going against, behaving against some of these morals, especially morals, not so much ethics, but when it comes to morals like sex and things like that, going against those things is the path towards liberation. Tantra, for example. What the left-hand path strives to do is basically liberating you from that set of standard behavior patterns that have been decided for your existence. Think for yourself, question the standard, the status quo, do what thou wilt, know thyself. In other words, this would be stop following the freaking book and act accordingly to your essence. And so you would say, okay, let's do that, you know, and you take the book of rules and you throw it. But then, while doing that, you also happen to begin missing the good points of the book. You know, the religion came up because of a reason. If you don't have any guidelines to base your behavior on, your life can spiral out of control, which is one of the biggest dangers of taking the left-hand path. You don't have a God that tells you what to do and what not to do, so you have to choose what are you gonna do and what are you not gonna do. You don't have a dogma to tell you what to value. So you have to figure out what do you value, and that's actually hard work. And although it seems very attractive, the fact, hey, liberation, no rules, and blah blah, I think to take it as a carpe diem thing, just live the moment and whatever, is a pretty childish approach. Useless chaos in which you cannot build anything on top of. So then we go back to the, okay, do what thou wilt, that shall be the whole of the law. But in order to do what thou wilt, you need to know what do you want, what is your will, no? And one of the, and this has many aspects, you have to figure out what your values are, you have to figure out what your ethics are, which is what we are talking here. You have to figure out what do you like, what do you dislike, etc., etc., etc. When you hear this sort of, you just have to be yourself. You know, and yeah, that's the point. But what does it mean? Please confront that statement. Just ask them in that moment to explain you precisely what being oneself actually means. How do you do that? So, well, here is my take on it. When I say you have to become yourself, I actually mean that all the crap that you have gotten from your environment, in childhood, your environment at work, your exes, your whatnot, all that has created an impression, and you adapted to that stuff, and you have assimilated behaviors, values, you have assimilated ways of your views of the world, you have assimilated culture, you have assimilated a lot of crap that you call now you. You call now yours. That's what you think. Okay, but the truth is that if we go a bit deeper, if you study your own beliefs, you will find things like conflicting beliefs. Like, you believe in something, and then you also believe in its opposite. And all that is making you basically stuck, right? For example, you might believe that you want to be rich, and at the same time, you might believe that rich people are evil. And so, you have a third belief that says that you are a fucking angel that does nothing wrong, therefore you cannot become rich, but you want to become rich, and you're not going to go anywhere like that. This happens in every single dimension of your life, in your relationships, in your values, in your work ethics, in the way you understand, and you automatically create meanings of things. That's basically your ego at work. The way you judge stuff, the way, even what you like, even what you are putting effort into it. You know, most of the self-help industry is based on helping you achieve something that they call success. And basically, they are also defining what you are seeking. No. How do I even begin, right? Because I have a lot to talk with you, a lot to share with you, to basically begin to help you become your own master, basically. So you don't need to see inspirational videos. So you don't need to fucking waste your time online. So you can make your own choices, and you know that those choices are yours. To me, if you don't know when, if you don't have a memory of when and how did you determine something which you live by, let's say, for example, your ethics, which we are going to talk about today, if you cannot determine, if you don't remember the moment in which you actually sit down and thought about and arrive to the conclusion of what are the ethics that you are going to live from, is a 99.99999% chance that you got it from somebody else. Most likely that somebody else is somebody who has no fucking idea of who you are, what you have been going through. It's completely detached of yourself. But you just said, I like that for some reason, okay? And then when you're gonna seek back, why did that resonate with you? Then you're gonna find the ethics of your teachers or of your parents, most likely of your parents. And there are also a lot of very crucial choices you made during your childhood. I will never be like that. I will be that. I will achieve this. Whatever. And you still living by that. And the truth is that once you analyze it, that's the same as to get a six-year-old to tell you what the fuck to do, what the fuck to believe on, what the fuck to use all your time on. I believe it's very important to, when you are an adult, and an adult I mean physically independent, okay? You can get a drink, you can go to a brothel, you can go to jail, okay? once you are that, then fuck your parents, fuck everything, fuck your boss. Right now, you are the sole master of your existence. And so, when it comes that time, I would suggest that it is quite important to begin to reassign, to look back into all those choices and all your beliefs and all the your view of the world, and give it a second thought, because basically they are going to guide the rest of your existence. And if you got something wrong back then and you let that shit guide you, you're going to waste so many years. It's not like I'm going to go in one video explain coming with methods in which to devise the whole thing. You are way too complex for that. But I want to share with you one of the most crucial things. I did this forced by an existential crisis. So it's not like I'm just, oh, I'm smarter or whatever. I just had to, okay? And I never gave it much of a thought afterwards. But some months ago, I looked back into, you know, with my journaling, and I arrived to the conclusion that, hey, if it wasn't because that day in which I decided, I arrived to the conclusion of X and Y, I would have gotten myself in trouble. Definitely, no questions asked. Now, what I'm talking about is about defining your ethics. In other words, what do you think is good and what do you think is wrong and why? What is the rule that separates a fucking asshole from a good person? Can you tell that difference? Well, you would be... It's very easy to arrive to the conclusion that, of course, you know, man. Don't bother me with that stuff. I know what a good person is, and I know what a bad person is. I know what is an act of goodness and what is an act of assholeness. I invite you to put that into question. Because very easily you're gonna find out that you're gonna find many yes buts. Okay, so doing this is bad, but not in this case, you know, and everything is fluffy and is up to interpretation, and that's a problem, basically. Because if your ethics are up to interpretation, then your ego is gonna create whatever reasonings to explain its own bull crap, okay? And the problem about that is that if you let yourself be fooled by those snap machinations of your mind, you're gonna become an asshole. You can let yourself into basically conflicting beliefs, incongruence in your actions. You know, you think that stealing is bad, but not in this case, you know, and then you steal something. Or no, I don't explain that. No, this is not really stealing, you know. Those excuses that you put. Why? Because you never arrive to, your law, the thing that you stand for, right? Also, this will help. This helps because once you have determined what do you think, you cannot bullshit yourself. You just know if you are falling behind that premise or not. Also, when somebody talks to you, let's say for example in this video, talking to you, and I have my own ethic, the way I deliver the message, whatever message I'm saying to you, my ethics are all over the place. So then you little by little would assimilate it. You know, if you see my content and the content that we that I make is so it makes sense to you, then you will also assimilate things that are like implied on the message. And you know what happens? That then you're gonna believe on things that you don't know why you believe on them, and you cannot explain them to yourself. It's a rabbit hole. If you arrive to your own conclusions of what makes, let's say, a good person from a bad person, what's the actual difference? Where can you put your finger? That's the thing. Once you do that, you might begin discovering that maybe society, let's say, whatever society you are at, has determined that doing something is okay, but in your own mind, you do not agree on that, about that. And then all the things that are bad, that you, by your own terms of service, that shouldn't be legal. That shouldn't be allowed, or that is not good. Arriving to these conclusions is so freaking liberating. I cannot begin to explain. It liberates you from simply assimilating a sort of book of the law, and that's, God damn it, too many thoughts at the same time. Okay, but basically we humans make books in which we describe what's good and bad. Okay, first we had the Bible, now you have the laws, the book of the law of whatever country you're at, and the constitution and stuff. If you were the one writing that book, what would you write there and why? So in order for you to I want to give you some background about how did I discover that, how did I arrive to the situation in which I had to do this by my own. Okay, so I was about 13, 14 when this happened. 14, I guess. And for the record, I was a Mormon. Okay, before, you know, during my childhood. And actually, to have a religion was quite helpful at helping me survive the abuse and the crap that happened in my home, especially by my stepfather, who was a policeman. Now, the problem arrived when, after being invited to a Marilyn Manson concert, I kid you fucking not, after being invited to a Marilyn Manson concert, I began thinking, it's like, how is this bad? You know, this is freaking awesome. That actually was in the, when he was touring in Barcelona. What was it called? God, Guns and Government tour. Yeah. After the school shootings, he made the Marilyn Manson made the Hollywood album, and man, when I discovered that, that was groundbreaking. I just didn't know why, but I just fucking loved that. There was something there in the darkness of it, in the power of it. I got very hooked up into it, but at the same time, I was, you know, a soldier of God. Nonetheless, I was invited to the concert, and when I went there, and I was like thinking, "Hey, man, this is going to, you know, I'm gonna see the devil." And this is back in the time when everything wrong in the world was Marilyn Manson's fault. So I go to the concert, and I see all I found, instead of finding demons and you know, my priesthood being taken away by an angel and stuff like that, I you know, God wasn't there either. And the fact that I've never felt hurt, of never, I felt so ignored by that idea of the Christian God. And the fact of that in that, that day, all around me, I just saw people having fucking fun, having a blast. And also the fact that that concert was brutal beyond belief, of course. That was also the first concert that I've ever gone. I started questioning things. It's like, why would this be bad? What the fuck, you know? And it's funny because at that time I didn't talk English, of course. I didn't know anything of the message. Nothing. And back then we didn't have the Google Translate. I had no idea what was the message, but yet the music itself transmitted that pretty fucking clearly to me. Think for yourself. Stop following the herd. I started getting vibes of what the basic of the left-hand path actually is, which is stop following the herd. Think by yourself. Do what thou wilt, not what a book tells you to wilt, right? Nonetheless, I come out of the concert, and then the next day was this mass, and I just told my mother, I'm not going tomorrow. This is a manipulation scheme. This church, the Mormon church, religion. It's just having somebody to tell me what to do, how to think, what to feel, what to. Right. Anyway, I told my mother I wouldn't go. And so when she was there, I had some time by myself, and I remember clearly going around in town. This was in a city called Mataró, from Catalonia, Spain. I remember that I was walking in the street, and whenever I saw people, anybody, I would feel like I had the guttural feeling of they being evil sinners. Just because they are not in church. But I'm not in church either. I don't think that that's good either. So lastly, all of a sudden, I had no fucking idea of what was good and what was bad. And then I said, it makes no sense that everyone is just evil. Everyone except me. Like, I can't believe that. No. So, also, another edge of this is that this had a dimension of fear, because that feeling, I felt inside of me, like my physiology was sending me the signal that anybody who I could put my eyes on was an unworthy scum, sinner, evil person. Meaning that I felt like, you know, I've been hacked, my mind, you know. Yeah. I have a parasite. They have come in, like the church have actually came into my soul, my brain, and fuck, you know, it's like I felt spiritually raped, and I was really afraid that that I couldn't come back to that. And I remember that, and of course there is also another big point, as I quickly mentioned, the narcissist of my stepdad, he was a policeman. So to me, he represented everything that the law had to say. So of course, I couldn't be able to say, okay, I'm not going to follow the church to tell me what is good and wrong, but I'm going to follow the law to tell me what's good and wrong. No, because definitely the law is not an example of how to be a good person, which rules to follow, what to fucking do with your actions. All of a sudden, there was a structure, you know, this structure, this compass that helps you navigate, it was completely shattered. And I had nothing to fundament my next move. Yeah. Yet I had the intuition that I somehow have a deep knowledge that I don't know where it comes from, that can guide me, right? Like, well, obviously there are some things that are obviously good and obviously wrong, and so I would just sit in the middle of a plaza, of a square, you know, a place where people go around. And I was just looking at people, and I just sit there with this, you know, stressful situation. And I said, I'm not lifting my ass from this place until I don't know what does make a good person from a bad one. That was a question. And so I began, and also I needed an absolute non without exceptions. Okay, I cannot be just thinking whether this is an exception to the rule or no. There must be no exceptions. They need to know, correct? And so I began. Well, maybe is greed. And then if I would find an objection to that, then that wasn't it. If I would feel that greed was sometimes justified, then somehow that rule that made me feel that could be sometimes justified, that would be my compass to arrive to the core of what is that compass using to determine what do I think good and wrong is. So I began by the most obvious things, okay? So helping somebody who needs help seems right? Doing, you know, killing somebody seems wrong. And I began, you know, I began just thinking that maybe is money, is the one is seeking money, wrong? Yeah, no. And then, you know, I just kept on thinking, and arriving to my conclusions. And the question was, how do I determine that? Like, what does make a good person or a bad person, or what does make a bad person actually? That was the question. What do I consider sin? Sin. And guess what? Like after, I don't know, maybe an hour of just sitting there and just thinking and just, well, maybe it's this, no, cannot be, maybe it's that, no, cannot be. Then, to my surprise, I actually arrived to one conclusion. A conclusion that I couldn't find any objection to. And that conclusion is, no, I'm not going to tell you which conclusion I arrived to, because it would be extremely easy for you to just assimilate it as yours. And the whole point, you know, and this is what I want to stress in this video. If I would tell you which conclusion I arrived, it would make sense to you. It was, oh, yeah, of course. And so, yeah, I'm going to use that. Now, the problem would be that you won't be, you know, all the thinking and all the objections that I had, that's also, that is implied knowledge to that statement, right? So I could tell you right now that the people who like pineapple in their pizza are evil, which is in fact true. But if you would assimilate that, if that would make sense to you, then you would basically kind of let me be the compass, or let that statement guide you. If you let somebody else guide you, it's not you the one who is walking. It's as if somebody is controlling you, right? Neither you would know why is that true, correct? If somebody questions that, you have nothing to say. You cannot defend that idea, because you don't know any of the 200 previous statements that are not true and why they are not true, right? So this is an exercise you have to do. Oi. I don't think you are gonna do it, basically because you are not forced to, you don't need to. So far, life seems to work for you, and you just don't need to. There is, why would you do that? Yeah, to become myself, blah, blah, blah. You're gonna wing it. Like, yeah, I am myself, and Shabon. Neither I expect that. You know, if you think about it, you know, I had a reason why not to believe in the law. I had a reason why not to believe in the church or anything in religion. That situation was many stars aligned, which I do not expect that to happen to you. So it could be cool if you at least take a moment, take some time to at least consider that, hey, why do you think something is right or wrong? Who told you that? What if you got it all wrong? Who is in control of what you feel and what you do? Isn't it you? Well, if it's you, when did you arrive to that conclusion that doing X, Y, and Z is wrong? You know, I've talked to people about this, and what I see many times is that they say, of course I know, you know, a person is, you know, and they start ranting, you know, making a rant about goodness and badness and bad, but, you know, and that's the thing. Basically, this exercise is sieving through all that ranting to arrive to the core, to something that really touches you in a way that, you know, it might be different to mine, and that's okay, right? And now, once you get that statement, then you will keep on growing, and you will be congruent to that statement, of course. And I mean this, and to illustrate how congruent you are going to be, another backstory. Today I'm storytelling. It turns out that when I was about 16, I just entered to the school with a friend, and I just vandalized the whole thing. Jesus. At that time, I just was a tornado of inner hatred and spite for anything and everything. Anyway, I went to the school and broke the doors and painted the walls and empty how is this, fire extinguisher, and we went and I broke the calculator of the math teacher and some instrument there, and you know, and fuck you, right? Okay, there was that. Well, it turns out that we were obviously caught. So when I was in the director's office. You know, because this, because that, inside of my head at that point, I was like, fuck you, you know, fuck this, I hate it, and blah, blah, blah. But something crucial happened that day, and is that when, as I was there in the office, the math teacher just storms in. Did you do this? So I was like, yes, I'm sorry. This calculator was given by my father when I started studying math right before he died of cancer. I've always had it with me. God damn it. You know, me cago en Dios. I will never forget that moment. That just freaking broke me. Especially because it goes straight against what I decided, the rule of ethics that I came up with. Of course, I did it without knowing that would be so. But anyway, it just, that's it. I really fuck it up. And then this time, the mere fact that I committed treason to my own self, to my own ethics, that really stood with me, that really taught me a lesson, you know. If I wouldn't have, I could have just winged it, yeah, buy another one or whatever. I could just get prey on my teenage rebel idiot. But I didn't. And that really taught me a lesson, and I just fucking promise that that's the last motherfucking time I do something so fucking pathetic. When I come back in my narrative, I have unconsciously been following this very rule without forcing myself to. It's just because you just don't want to be a retard, right? That has kept me really away from getting into jail. Also, when I do something that is not seen good for other people, I can defend myself. I can explain precisely why I do it and why do I believe that's an okay thing to do. The most important thing of them all is that I personally know that I chose what do I think is good and bad. And the moment in which I left that square of Sa Plaza, the time I left, people weren't sinners, people were people. As soon as I arrived to that conclusion by my own, I had an existential ground. I knew what I was doing, or no, I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew that I had some sort of guide when it comes to that, to my ethics. And I believe that if you even fantasize with the idea of becoming a self-empowered person, that's one very important dimension that you have to look into. And if you do it, surprise me. Surprise me, write in the comments down below, what is your ethical guide? What is the core of your ethics? Write it down, share with the world, or join Patreon, in which you will have access to Discord channel, and there we can share it. You know, you can reflect in how does it affect the fact that you don't know why you are following certain rules, in essence, at least in essence. If you don't remember the moment in which you came up with those conclusions, you are either following the herd, you're just following some book because you were told to, or you are just wandering around. No clear path, very incongruent shit. I recommend you to do this. But I'm not gonna waste my time trying to convince you to do something or not. That's your choice, your responsibility. Now, I wanna touch on what I believe are the implications of living in a society in which doing that is not encouraged. I think that this is an exercise that every single kid should do before leaving school. Primary school. If you don't have a clear cut guide in your life, you're gonna be pressured by it. You're gonna be pressured by life, and you're gonna be pressured by survival and the ego, which is the one who creates rationalizations. He has a bias, which is survival. So if you have to bullshit your way into becoming a con artist, you will, because you have to survive. But if you have a clear cut distinction between what's good and what's not, you're not gonna just jump on that, because it's not you. The thing is that once you do that, your ego will call that me, the thing that creates my identity. And your ego is not gonna let go of that, because he's proud of it, because he can make videos around about the subject. And so anything that or implies destroying that very thing that is your moral code, they're gonna say fuck it, you will find another alternative. It's not only con artists, but in the business world you can find horrible things, and those horrible things are made because the code of ethics is profit. If it makes profit, it's good. If it doesn't, it's not. If you are wondering about this, you are gonna at some point adopt some sort of guide. And if you adopt some sort of toxic, pathetic guide to guide your actions, you're gonna act in a toxic, pathetic way. I hope this episode has been insightful and has given enough for your mind to chew. Remember, there is a subscribe button down there in case you are mildly interested on this. I'm pretty sure that you are subscribed to a million more stupid shit around. It would make me feel pretty proud of myself to have managed to deserve your subscription. Now, if you on top of that want to even support the cause and help me create and basically just go full balls deep into creating and developing this sort of content, then there is a Patreon down there which you are free to join. I'm not offering much yet, but I have many ideas for the future. And as always, keep strong in your quest for...
Hör auf, dich wie ein verdammt zurückgebliebenes Schaf zu benehmen.